On a sunny, warm, early spring Saturday at the Islam Dawah Center on Barrancas Avenue, it was a flurry of activity, including early afternoon prayers. Among those greeting visitors was Ronald Jacobs, an inactive president of the center and a retired Navy senior chief, having served 24 years, including duty at Corey Station. Jacobs says there was little, if any, thought about Islam during his time in service before 9/11.
There was never that feeling because we were a tight unit. Everyone works for each other. There were people that would look at you kind of side-eye because you did something different. You washed your feet before you prayed, or you cleaned yourself, or whatever. We did have some of that, but aside from that, we were all one.
Jacobs became a practicing Muslim while in the Navy after his daughter began following Islam. Unlike other places around the U.S., after September 11, 2001, he says the reaction in Pensacola to its Islamic community was largely positive.
One lady showed up at our door one day with a yellow rose, and she just said, "I'm sorry," and handed us the rose and left. The people of Pensacola are very religious, very spiritual, so we treat each other with respect.
As of December 2015, only about 5,900 active members of the military identified themselves as Muslim out of a total force of 1.3 million. Muslims have fought in the American Revolution, Civil War, both World Wars, and in Vietnam. After 9/11, just over 6,000 Muslims served in Iraq and Afghanistan, with at least 14 being killed overseas. Among those who fell was Army Captain Humayun Khan, who died in Iraq in 2004. His parents, Kaiser and Ghazala Khan, were criticized by Donald Trump during the presidential campaign last year.
I saw him. He was very emotional and probably looked like a nice guy to me. If you look at his wife, she was standing there. She had nothing to say. She wasn't allowed to have anything to say, you tell me, but plenty of people have written that. She was extremely quiet.
At the Democratic National Convention, Kaiser Khan, an attorney, offered a personal response and challenge to the Republican nominee.
Let me ask you, have you even read the United States Constitution? I will gladly lend you my copy.
My name is Jean Gracia, and I was in the United States Army for about 9 years. I actually joined, and my first day of hometown recruiting here in Pensacola was 9/11. I was in the car driving to the recruiting station when the first plane hit.
In the days and weeks after the attacks, Gracia saw a discernible change in attitudes toward Muslims by non-Muslims, thanks in large part, he believes, to the national media, both then and now.
You have people who either understand that doesn't represent all Muslims, and then I think you have the other group of people who just take what the media says and they just run with that. But I think it's gotten worse, especially with the rhetoric from the president now and all his fears.
Grazier didn't convert to Islam until after his army days, but he says when his artillery unit was deployed to Afghanistan, many non-Muslims were angered by their working with the locals.
But it only made a lot of people angry for a short amount of time, because after working with them, you can kind of see where they were at, and that it wasn't everybody. That kind of eased everybody's mind, at least as far as my unit was concerned. But I think you still have those one or two people, but for the most part, I think it was pretty good.
My name is Mahmoud Rashid, and I'm a veteran of the United States Air Force. I started out as a nuclear weapons specialist, and then I cross-trained to explosive ordnance disposal, disarming bombs.
A Vietnam veteran, Rashid says there weren't any real issues in the military with Islam during the 1960s and 70s. Back then, the main challenge for American Muslims was separating mainstream Islam from the more extreme branches.
Because the familiarity with Muslims was based on the Nation of Islam, and they thought that Muslims didn't like white people. But for the most part, in the military, people knew who you were as a person, and they didn't judge your religion. You were a fellow airman, and you did your job, and you got along with them, and that seemed to be all that mattered.
There were rules set forth by the armed forces during that time when it comes to associating with certain groups. Those rules remain in effect to this day.
The Nation of Islam is still listed as a hate group, and you can't be in the military if you belong to a hate group. And the apprehension at that time was particularly towards African Americans who were converts. Once that was clarified, I didn't see any problem.
Islamic clergy have served in the U.S. military for decades, but recognition of Islam in uniform was a long time coming. In 1993, the Army Chief of Chaplains requested that an insignia be created to represent Muslim chaplains. The design, a crescent, was completed the following year. Imams in the other branches have similar insignia to show that they serve both Allah and country. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.